86 degrees and partly cloudy in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm LaTanya Turner. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn continues to out-fundraise other Republican hopefuls for governor as early voting kicks off this Friday. The most recent numbers show Blackburn has raised 10 times the amount as Congressman John Rose. But WPLN's Mariana Bacaya reports those dollars are coming from outside of Tennessee.
Blackburn raised nearly $2.8 million in the second quarter of the year compared to Rose's roughly $250,000. State Representative Monty Fritz raised $80,000. For Rose and Fritz, the majority of their contributions come from the state of Tennessee, while the majority of Blackburn's come from out-of-state donors in places like California, Florida, and Washington, D.C. Rose outspent other candidates last quarter on mailer and TV ads, while Blackburn's were mostly financed by PACs, freeing up her funds for the last few weeks of the campaign before the August 6th primary. Mariana Bacayao, WPLN News.
The U.S. Department of Justice says Nashville will have to wait, maybe indefinitely, for the Federal Aviation Administration to decide which airport board it recognizes, the one that was appointed by the city or a new, mostly state-appointed board. That's one takeaway from the DOJ's response to a lawsuit Metro filed against the FAA last week. In the suit, Metro argues that the FAA is not following federal law regarding disputed changes to airport sponsorship. That's after a new state law vacated the old board and replaced it with a new one. The Nashville Business Journal reports the DOJ says Metro is not entitled to a decision and shouldn't expect one before July 27th, maybe ever. A judge has not ruled on the case against the FAA. Metro and the original airport board also sued the state over the new law.